So there are many strange loops have been involved in the evolution of this this beautiful place, and the arising of the buildings, and more in particular the formation of the community, the strength of the Sangha here, the fact there's more ordinations tomorrow. People who've heard the teachings, they've decided to come here. Faith has arisen. They've decided to go forth into monastic training. That's exactly what we wanted this place to be, and how marvelous that it's come out in that way. And that, I quite honestly, I feel it's wonderful to be expendable. That, you know, I'm a visitor, and when I left here, I left with one small bag and no ties. I very deliberately. Not even neckties, and as the Buddha encouraged, like swans that abandon the lake, they leave home after home behind. I took that to heart and just left, and it's really a great delight to have left and to have no ties. People say, "Do you miss us, Ajahn?" No. Aww. It's true, you know. but you shouldn't take it personally, because it's just our training. This is how the Buddha encourages us to live. Like Ajahn Kurunadamma was very beautifully expressing, it's just the world of things we leave behind. But the qualities of the heart, that's what abides. That's the refuge, is these qualities of the heart. So. It's very delightful to me to be able to come and be here as a visitor, but to see these qualities of the heart, both as they have been over the last 20 years, and even more so now, being cultivated and nurtured, developed amongst the resident community and then the community of all of you, because so many of the lay people gather today. Many of you I do know, but many I don't. Also, that faith has arisen and this has become your place, and. That this is a place that nourishes and supports your own spiritual life. So I will close there. I've spoken, I think, for long enough now, and I am very, very glad indeed to share the blessings of this place with everyone, and may it long continue into the far future when all our memories have disappeared into smoke.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.